Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Well, folks, our next guest is a longtime buddy of mine, guide Seth Vanover. Seth guides at Lake Fork and also Lake of the Pines, especially in the wintertime down there for crappie. Seth, thank you, buddy, for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
You know, everybody I've talked to, including you, of course, tells me about Lake of the Pines, the winter crappie bite. I know that, you know, water levels, we had a lot of water back, you know, a couple weeks ago coming in and all that. That changes any fishing pattern. But by and large, Lake of the Pines has been red hot for crappie this winter, hasn't it?
It really has, considering, like you said, all the water we've gotten and the fluctuation that we've had. It's not as good as it normally is, but given the conditions, man, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Well, let's get into a little technique. Seth and I were talking off the air about techniques for catching crappie. And, of course, Seth, you, by and large, you use jigs, I know, but sometimes you use minnows, don't you?
I'm going to use whatever they want.
Yeah, right. Whatever it takes to put the slab crappie in the... Yeah.
Whatever I need.
Exactly. Well, you brought up a point, something that I've got a nephew, also a friend of yours, Billy Kilpatrick's a retired crappie guide. Billy guided on Lake Levan for dang near, I guess, 20 years. And crappie's primarily what he fished for. I kid him, he's my nephew. I said, you know, crappie nut, but he loves to fish for crappie. Tell us about trolling with minnows. Billy taught me that on a private lake. We had a big family get together on about 100-acre lake up on the Brosico Ranch near Mount Pleasant there. And I'd caught two or three crappie, you know, three or four, just fishing minnows around the way I knew how to do it, you know, under a floater, around brush and whatnot. And he came in and put his little boat in and took off, and in an hour he was back with a stringer full of them, and he showed me about trolling. Tell us about that technique with minnows.
And Billy's forgotten more than I'll ever know, dude. He's good. Here's what you do with it. When you're fishing deep water minnows for crappie, you have to use about a 1 ounce, 3/4 to 1 ounce bell weight on the bottom. And you'll understand why that's a lot, but it'll make sense in a minute. And then you can fish one or two hooks up. We're fishing with tandem rigs right now. But, you know, you drop that all the way to the bottom. If you want one, two, however many rods you want, it doesn't matter. I fish with about four. And get everything set to the bottom. And when you have your rod in the rod holder, if there's any wind, you want that rod to kind of, when it comes up, you want the rod to bend and then go back straight. That way you know your weight is on the bottom. And then you get on your trolling motor and start moving between 0.3, no more than about 0.5 miles an hour, or let the wind carry you that fast and use your trolling motor to control your speed or some drift socks. The practice is you're moving the baits, and that is a much more effective way of two things: covering a lot of water, and the crappie seem to like the baits on the move. You know, a school of shad comes through, they're on the move, and those crappie will shoot up and pick some off. Same concept with these minnows. You're pulling them across a school of crappie versus just sitting on top of them. That doesn't look natural to them. And it makes it a lot more productive day when you move your bait structure around. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And having been there and seen it happen, it really drives the point home, Seth. And the way Billy described it to me, those 20 years ago, 18 years ago, on that lake, it was a 100-acre lake on the Brosico Ranch. And he said, here's the deal, Luke. He said, you've been just fishing a minnow straight down, and you're probably not fishing in a school of crappie. You're picking up a crappie here, a crappie there. But there's something that's tantalizing to the crappie, and it triggers the strike. He says, these crappie, you know, you're coming through a school of them. There might be 10, there might be 100. But when they see that food getting away, you know, and he says that it triggers them to make a move on it and make a strike. So that technique, I've seen it work. And I guess this time of year, Seth, you know, and I might be right and I might be wrong with this. This is just an assumption on my part. But I'm thinking these deeper water crappie, there's probably pods of shad around that they're feeding on. And then when you're covering a little water, you know, you're going to get into some crappie by doing that. What I'm saying, you're covering more water, which is going to up your chances of getting into some active fish, maybe.
That you're 100% correct. Instead of, you know, dropping an anchor or sitting on a locked trolling motor, you're waiting for the fish to come to you. And they don't really do a whole lot of moving, you know, this time of year. They'll gang up in a spot, and, you know, you'll have your stragglers out there moving around, but that you're 100% correct. You've got to bring the bait to them. You know, and with today's electronics, you know, if you catch a fish, drop you a waypoint, catch another fish, drop you another waypoint, and then what we've been doing is go back to your first waypoint and make that same drift or that same troll. You know, because you know there's fish in that area, so concentrate on that area, but don't sit still. That's the ticket to it.
You know, you mentioning today's electronics, fishing the way, not everybody, but folks like yourself, professional fishermen that, you know, that guide or tournament fishermen, the electronics is unbelievable now. Just, it's shocking to me. It's almost like looking at a computer screen, and it tells everything that's there. I mean, it's just amazing. And now I know that everybody doesn't have state-of-the-art electronics, but even just the what used to be a basic graph today is a fish finding tool now, isn't it? You know,
it really is. It saves you a lot of time. It saves you a whole bunch of time. The flashers of old or the paper graphs of old, they're neat, they're vintage, but whew, today, man. I mean, there's electronics out there right now. I want to catch that fish. And you can target that fish just because we have good electronics. That don't mean they're going to bite.
Mm-hmm.
But you can really hone in and target literally a specific fish.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
The advancements in electronics. Well, and really just your basic, $400 graph, I call them now. You know, they're still available, but they've improved tremendously, haven't they? You know,
they really have. I mean, you can get a good down imaging unit for $400 or $500, and I mean, that's all you need. I mean, really, all you need. You need two things on a graph. You need water depth and water temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two things you need. Short of that, everything else is kind of a luxury. It just depends on how luxurious you want to get.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of comical. I look back at, of course, I've been fishing all my life and hunting, you know my track record, but I've been an outdoor writer for 29 years now, pretty active one too, you know, and I can remember, I've watched electronics, GPS and sonar from the flasher days where you could, you know, I used to fish with bass guides back in, you know, 25 years ago, using a flasher, and sometimes striper guides too. And you know, they had learned to read and adjust those flashers. A lot of people listening, they go, "What's Luke talking about? A flasher? Just a flasher unit?" And it lights up the bottom, and they could read the depth, of course, with a flasher, but tell you what size, what kind of fish were under there. I mean, these guys, but that's all they had, you know?
Right. You have to learn what you got.
And they learned it, a lot of these guides that I used to fish with. And then, say, over 20 years ago, when GPS was still scrambled by the U.S. government, scrambled big time. I mean, if you could get within 50, 60 feet of the same spot twice, you were doing good. It was intentionally scrambled. And then, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 years ago, I'm not sure how long, they lifted those restrictions on scrambling GPS, where now, Seth, how close is it on the units you use? How close can you get back to a spot?
No, I mean within 2 feet.
Right.
I mean,
right.
My trolling motor will keep me within 2 feet of a spot, my grass, tell me exactly where to go. It's one of the best innovations to fishing that's ever come along.
Oh, and then just, I hunt a lot, you know, and just out on ranches and places I've never been or I'm not familiar with, I've got a basic little handheld Garmin that tracks you. You know, you just turn it on one function, and it routes every, it traces every place you've been. When you want to go back the way you came, you just turn it on and zoom in and follow that GPS trail. Pretty dang amazing, Seth. Well, you know, we could go on. I want to get you back soon and talk some more fishing, but the bottom line is Lake of the Pines right now, if they contact you, that's probably a place you might want to think about taking folks, right?
You right now, yeah. And also, don't forget it. It might seem a little early, but don't forget the spawn is right around the corner.
It won't be long.
That cork fishing.
Oh, it's so much fun. Well, tell folks how to locate you for fishing at Lake of the Pines or Lake Fork, either one.
Website's lakeforkcatandcrappie.com. Or call me anytime, 903-736-4557.
Well, Seth, be safe out there on the water. I know you always are, and we'll get you back here soon and talk some more fishing. How about it?
I'll be glad to. Thanks, Luke.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tech's electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tech's, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit easttexasluxury.com. That's www.easttexasluxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530.